Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country as BBM Bumrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, you Mob, too deadly. Now, $45,000 launching pad for new talent with Belknaves Foundation, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Fellowship at Belvoir. So, look, the applications are now open, and we're going to talk more about it. We're going to have a yarn with now Guy Simon, actor and director, and the 2023 Belknaves Foundation Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Fellow. On the line, Guy. Very good morning, Guy. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning to you.
Good morning, brother. Thank you. I'm well. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Well, I'm a proud Biripi, Warramai, Wadi Wadi, Walbunja man from Sydney, and I grew up in La Perouse.
Fantastic. So you're the acting director of 2023 Belknaves Foundation, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Fellow. So tell us about this opportunity. Applications are open. What are you looking for in this space, my friend?
So for me, I applied a lot of my friends and peers within the... acting community have gone through and did this fellowship for writing, but I've been the first, as far as I know, that has come through for directing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So open up the opportunity for actors, come directors, what have you, a platform to well enhance their craft, so to speak, but also to bring new talent to the table, brother.
Yeah. It's been great because I've been an actor for 14 years now, and I'm kind of ready for, like, I guess a new journey and sort of kind of open up and expand my mind in other creative fields, and I guess the next... a natural progression is to go into either writing and directing, and I don't feel like I'm a strong writer. So for me, I was like, directing, let's go. And
yeah, well, throw the iron in the fire. I mean, give it a shot, what have you. I mean, we've got some very talented people in this country, do we not, brother?
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you look at the Belknaves Foundation Indigenous Playwright Award, the Belknaves Foundation Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Fellowship, you know, it was recognised for most prestigious awards in Australia and attracting entrants of highest calibre. I mean, we're talking previous recipients, including Leah Purcell, Nikaya Louie, Thomas Weatherall and Nathan Maynard. So, look, very talented people there. So it's a nice platform, brother.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I've been fortunate enough to either be in script developments or be in... plays that have come through the Belknaves Fellowship, and it's great to see this, you know, an idea that started out and we've taken it to Belvoir and Belvoir nurture it and nurture the artist and see it grow and then it be a fully realized production.
Yes.
That, you know, it's lights, professional actors, costumes, and if they're lucky, they get to tour the country as well, and it gets to live beyond that one season. So,
look, it could open up doors for future, acting roles when we're talking about, TV shows or SBS or, if not, movies, big-time movies come Australia, if not Hollywood, brother.
Yeah, exactly. And what's great as well is a lot of those writers who have gone through, they also dip into film and TV writing as well.
Yes. And
a lot of those actors who have been in those plays because of those writers have written these, you know, really meaty roles for Indigenous actors.
Yes.
A lot of those actors who have, you know, played with those Balnave plays, they've been picked up to go on to film and TV. So it not only opens doors for the writer, it opens doors for all of us as well, you know?
Exactly. Well, success breeds success. That's what we're talking about here, Brother Guy.
Yeah.
How do people apply? Like, how do they put the application in, brother?
If you go to the Belvoir website, there should be a link and a pathway to apply.
Yes.
Through that.
Through. Fantastic. All open now until when the Monday, 28th of October?
Yep.
Applications in. And can they do it electronically?
Through the website?
Well, yeah. And like, and in regard to audition as such, is that a face-to-face thing or can they send in copies?
I'm pretty sure you hand in your application and all of the materials that you have. And then I think that's when you get down to the shortlist or the finalist type thing, and you either have a face-to-face or if you can't make it to Sydney, it's a Zoom type thing, I guess.
Yep, too deadly. Guy, thank you very much for sharing. All the best, and let's bring our talent forward. Keep doing what you're doing, my brother, and big shout-out to your deadly team there.
No worries. Thank you so much.
Take care, Guy.
Good
bye-bye. Too deadly. Catch
ya.
Beautiful yarn there. Guy Simon, his name is, actor and director, 2023 Balnaves Foundation, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Fellow. So the fellowship will see the winner given the opportunity to work at Belvoir over 18-month period in 25-26 and as a resident artist and receive $45,000 to create their new work. The fellowship is open to both playwrights and write a new play and to directors or writer-directors that can lead the creation of an Indigenous-led new stage work, whether that be in a new play, an adaption, or through the revised process. Also includes the invitation to have a voice in Balnaves' artistic decision-making processes. So there it is, fantastic. Go to the Balnaves Foundation webpage. You can check that, Balnaves, Balnaves Foundation. Google that. Otherwise, check out their webpage here, Belvoir, B-E-L-V-O-I-R, .com.au/4-artist/fellowship/and/residency/ Balnaves Fellowship. So do check it out. And application now open to Monday, 28th of October. So if you got that talent or got that vision, become a writer, director, actor, either way, they want to hear from you. Too deadly. Have you seen Yanup Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Yanup with the Baldy One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bumba Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob too deadly. 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black.
Oh, well, let's get this in one.
Oh, we get it spot on.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Gather round people, I tell your story, an 8-year-long story, power and pride, the British Lord Vesty, the Vincent Lingari, were opposite men on opposite sides.
Vesty was fat with money and muscle, beef was his business. Broad was his door. Vincent was lean, spoke very little. He had no bank balance. Our dirt was his floor.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
working, nothing but rations. Once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily depression got tighter and tighter. Gurindji decided they must make a stand.
They picked up their swags, started off walking at Wadi Creek. They sat themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, but it sure got tongues talking back at the homestead and then in the town.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Vesty man said, I double your wages. 7 quid a week you have in your hand. Vincent said, we're not talking about wages. We're sitting right here till we get our land.
Vesty man roared, Vesty man thundered. You don't stand a chance of a cinder in snow. Vincent, if we fall, others arising.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Then Vincent Lingyari, he boarded an airplane, landed in Sydney, big city of lights. Daily he went round, softly speaking his story to all kinds of men from all walks of life.
Vincent sat down with epic politicians. This affair, they told him, it's a matter of state. Let us sort it out. Why are people hungry? Vincent said, no thanks, we know how to wait.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Then Vincent Lingyari returned in an airplane back to his country, once more to sit down. He told his people, let the stars keep on turning. We have friends in the south, in the cities and towns.
Eight years went by, eight long years of waiting, till one day a tall stranger appeared in the land. And he came with lawyers, came with great ceremony. Through Vincent's fingers, poured a handful of sand.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. That was the story of Vincent Lingyari. This is the story. Something much more of power and privilege cannot move a people who know where they stand and they stand in their law. From little things, big things grow. 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 From
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Ma che tabakham?
Ma tabakham o game, ma ika marimir
ma tabakham o game?
Marimir o game.
Kamarim
mir kala kala au kala kala
hari wari ar wauri li au kala kala
tabakha tabakha mo ke mri kamari mir
tabakha mo ke
wari ar wauri au kala kala
bearers of our oral history pass your story to the children of tomorrow
you strong as it
is can't sit here and stare in sorrow Pass your story to the children of tomorrow. Stand them in good stead so they will follow.
Sing strong.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. 98.7 FM. BBM.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Too deadly. Now, Awakening Spirits, that's a journey of storytelling through performance, all happening at the PCYC, Mackay Awakening Spirits. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn there with Maxine Woods, who's the club manager at PCYC Mackay. On the line, Maxine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. And yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Congratulations. We have the Awakening Spirits, another performance happening, a journey of storytelling through performance. So tell us about this fantastic event, and it's an annual event, isn't it, Maxine?
Yeah, so it's actually our third year of running this big event, but it's just a culmination of our K program, which is our Cultural and Arts in Dance, which we have about 11 schools that jump in, and Patrick Friday goes to, and they dance and connect with their culture through dance and arts, really. It's a really awesome program.
So Patrick Thiede, a performer, choreographer. So he's at the table regarding the Awakening Spirits, yes?
Yeah, definitely. So he actually performed with the Bungara Dance Theatre for quite a few years and has actually brought a lot of that into his teaching and choreograph with the kids.
And the performance is happening on the 17th of October, Mackay Entertainment Centre Convention Centre. How do people get their tickets?
Yeah, so they're free tickets. You've just got to jump onto the MEC website and just secure your tickets. You can get five at a time. So if you've got a family that wants to come down and come and see us, yeah, definitely.
All right, fantastic. And a one-off performance, is it?
Yeah, so we've just got the one performance that we do yearly, and that's a new dance that the kids perform every year. And then we also have our Elder Women's Group, the Women's Cultural Group United, that'll do a guest performance on the night as well.
Okay, and with the Awakening Spirits, choreographed by Patrick Thiede, do you know how many performers are on stage at one time?
So at one time, it just depends on the sizing of the school. We have 195 performers all up on the night. But, yeah, anything could range from about 10 kids to about 30 kids on the stage at a time.
We're talking primary school or high school?
A bit of both, actually. Cool. So he's got, I think, three high schools that we've got and the rest are primary schools.
Fantastic. So it's also a fantastic event which educates First Nation culture and also entertains.
Yeah, definitely. So like I said, it's a contemporary Indigenous dance that Patrick Thiede has been putting together. And he does incorporate a lot of stories, especially from our local Yui Nation descendants.
Well, hats off to PCYC, Mackay Awakening Spirits, MacTown. It's all happening in MacTown. And, look, thank you for talking with us, Maxine. Big shout-out to your team and big shout-out to Patrick Thiede and the work that he's doing, sister.
Will do. Thank you. Hopefully we see you all there.
Take care, Dale. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
A deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. Maxine Woods, her name is, PCYC Mackay Club Manager, and that's Mackay, North Queensland, MacTown they call it. Awakening Spirits, a journey of storytelling through performance, and PCYC's First Nation program is called CAID, C-A-I-D, which acronym for Cultural Arts in Dance. So fantastic. And Patrick Thiede, former Bungara dance performer, and now he's there choreographing this fantastic show and fantastic event, which is great to see, all at the Mackay Entertainment Convention Centre on the 17th of October, 5:30 p.m. Bookings are essential, so do check out the Mackay Entertainment Convention Centre or check out PCYC Mackay, and you'll be able to purchase tickets and actual purchase. They're free tickets, but you can book your seats, so to speak, and five at a time. So there it is. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong on National Talk Black? Too deadly.
Eddie on the track.
How I really look all the way I do my hair.
inside. Barely fall in love with my body plus my mind. I can't make this even if I try. You got me so terrified. I'd rather be lonely than have another man to sew me. I hate when I'm uncomfortable. So much love, so vulnerable. When I feel, that's when I know it's real. I barely get it off my chest, cause I know that what comes next is real. When I feel, cause when it feels, I don't know if it is real. When he gets it off his chest, I'm always made to second guess if it's real. When he feels.
Hi, I'm Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wuchopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
National Talk Black.
Gonna go catch the night. Chasing that feeling, you and me, it's alright. The same idea, keeping me in a time. We're in and out of, we're in and out of time. Gonna go catch the night. I'm sick of dreaming, you and me set alight. The same idea, looking in at eye. We're in and out of, we're in and out of time. I don't need a reason, let go. I'm just trying to let you, you know. All that I need and all that I want is you here in this moment. Oh, I'm gonna go catch the night.
National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 2012 Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, landmark study halves skin infections in remote Aboriginal kids. A large-scale Australian skin study has halved skin infections in Aboriginal children living in remote communities. Untreated skin infections can lead to life-threatening illnesses, including RHD, sepsis, and also kidney disease. The STOP, which is See, Treat and Prevent trial, followed 950 children from 9 communities in WA's Kimberley region over 4 years, working with Aboriginal health organisations and community members to identify the best ways to reduce skin infections. Regular skin checks were found to be the single most powerful measure, including in reducing infectious rates. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Professor Asia Bowen, research and STOP the trial lead, as well as Tracy McRae. Got them both online. Very good morning, ladies. How are we?
Good, thanks, Kaya.
Yep, thank you very much,
Good
Kaya.
Morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Start with you, Professor Asia Bowen, researcher and STOP trial lead. So tell us about your input and the work that needs to be done, the work is being done, which is halving the skin infection in remote Aboriginal kids. That's a great win, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. We've known for probably about 10 years that remote living Aboriginal children have the highest rate of skin sores in the world, yes. Which is absolutely unacceptable in a first world country like Australia. And so knowing that information and knowing some of those downstream consequences you talked about, like the kidney disease, leaders in the Kimberley were really keen to do something about it. So it was a great opportunity to partner with the Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Service, the Nirrumbuk Environmental Health and Service, and the WA Country Health Services of the Kimberley to implement this trial, which took us a really long time to do.
Sure.
But we're delighted to get to the end of it and now be able to tell the world the results that we've already talked back to community about, to those leaders about, and now those results are published and we can share them more broadly with the rest of Australia as well.
Exactly. Well, it should be tempered across the country, should it not? And beginning's half done, which is fantastic. Tracy McRae, can you tell us the title, your title, and your input to the operation here, please?
Thank you. Yes, so I was PhD candidate on the STOP trial, and my work focused on the prevention element, working in two-way partnerships with cultural mentors, elders, and community members to build healthy skin knowledge together and co-design and develop healthy skin resources that included a hip-hop video and healthy skin booklets in local language and with artwork and connection to country.
Fantastic. Ladies, when you look at an operation as such, the old saying, takes a community to raise a child, you know, so we're all in this together and we need to get it together in all facets, yes?
Absolutely. I think that's the core of the success features of the trial really are that dedication of the community members to work with us and to partner and to allow us to keep coming back and doing the skin checks and to yarn with so many different mob to find out what was going on, what it meant to them, and how we might continue to drive down the skin sore issues.
Sure, fantastic. And so are you working closely with our First Nation health organisations? Are they at the table, of course?
Yeah, so the Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Service is one of the, or is the main ACHO in the Kimberley, and it's actually the banner organisation for about 8 member services that spread across the Kimberley region, but there's also has its hosts its clinics. So the Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Services, Nirrumbuk Environmental Health and Services, and the WA Country Health Services of the Kimberley all came together in partnership with the Kids Research Institute of Australia to lead the study. And so we were really privileged to have the CEOs of Nirrumbuk, Ray Christophers, and the CEO of CAMS, Vicky O'Donnell, as partners in the partnership steering group, and really to have that strong Aboriginal voice leading the work, contributing to pivots in direction and design, and they absolutely were critical in that clear message. It had to be more than a biomedical, like where we might just look at the treatment aspects, but prevention was key, and really wanted that to be a critical part. So that's why it was awesome having Tracy as a PhD student working on the health promotion aspects, and we had another PhD student, Stephanie Enkel, working on environmental health aspects. So we're looking forward to more of the results coming out in the next few months as well, which will inform, I think, community and what things they might like to choose to do to help drive down skin sores in their locations.
And we're not only talking WA, there's an opportunity here of, like I said, templating this across other territories and states as well. That would be the case, would it not?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have purposefully built a suite of resources that communities can use across Australia. And they were designed for the STOP trial and tested in the STOP trial, but have really informed something that we published at the end of last year, which was the National Healthy Skin Guideline. And so that is also jam-packed with a suite of resources about how to recognise skin infections, how to treat them, and with a strong focus on prevention as well. So using that same sort of design methodology, came into the second version of the National Healthy Skin Guidelines as well. So there's lots of resources on the Kids Research Institute of Australia's website that people who are listening might want to go and check out. Mm. And very soon we're launching an app, which will also make it easy for anyone anywhere to get hold of the resources when you're on your phone.
Tracy, is there any way we can, people out there can witness the so-called videos and the promos that you've done?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it, Trace.
The hip-hop video, yes. It can be seen via the YouTube.
Yes, link. YouTube, okay. Under what title?
It's called Hip Hop to Stop.
Hip Hop to Stop, I love it. Okay, bring it on. Fantastic. Hip Hop to Stop, so people can check that out, check out the YouTube footage there. Ladies, thank you so very much. You're kicking goals here, which is fantastic. And as I said, our mob living in remote areas, sometimes living in third world standards, and this is the 21st century, it's got to stop, partner punt.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more, Trevor. Thanks so much for having us. And, yeah, hopefully this kind of work will help for that investment case that's absolutely needed to make improvements to the housing and the housing requirements that for maintenance that are needed to really achieve healthy living. And I know Aboriginal mob are advocating constantly for that, and hopefully these results will lend some support to that further.
Professor Asia, thank you very much. Tracy, team effort, too deadly. Keep smiling, girls. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep in touch, okay?
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks, ladies. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn. Beautiful yarn there with Tracy McRae and also Professor Asia Bowen, a researcher and STOP trial lead. So we're talking about landmark study, halves skin infections in remote Aboriginal kids. And it is a team effort and fantastic to see. Here we are in the 21st century and it's all got skin disease in remote areas like so. Not good. So a lot of work needs to be done. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Station radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBA and Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob too deadly.
Traveling in a brand new trophy. On a beanie trailer full of stories, I met a strange styler. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me my name.
And she said,
we come from a land down under, where dollars smile and meaning
blunder.
Can he get thunder? You better run, you better take cover. From a man in Darwin, he was 6'4", Nagi Muke. I said, you're speaking my language, but Wingo, he smiled and gave me a Benjamin, my name.
Said,
you come from a land down under, where dollars smile and meaning
plunder.
Can he get thunder?
Let me.
grande. Hey, 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 hey